Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Avi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Avi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty Nation, it's your host, Avi Goldhawk. Welcome to the show. I'm excited for today's show because we get to go through some good news over the last little bit, kind of keeping you appraised of what's going on in the market, what are the most recent happenings, etc. And I did say we. I do have a guest of mine. He's also a really good friend. His name's Noel Christopher, SVP, Senior Vice President of Business Development over at Renters Warehouse. Super excited to have you, man. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Awesome. And I think I keep saying business development, but it's corporate development, business development, kind of the same thing. You do like everything.
It's corporate development. It's a little bit different than business development because I'm not focusing on one business line. But yes,
that's fair.
Essentially, anything and everything I can do to bring in more business and enhance the offerings of our company.
Awesome. Winner, man. So tell us a little bit about who you are, what Renters Warehouse does, and we'll jump right into news.
Yeah, great. So you know my title with Renters Warehouse the last 3 years, and I run our property management acquisitions as we're scaling our 23,000 doors to bring in more. We acquire some property management companies as well as working with strategic partnerships like agent referral programs and generally some different strategic initiatives within the company. And even as far as PR and really putting myself out there to promote what we're doing and what we believe in.
Awesome. Let's jump right to market news. There's a lot that's always happening in the market. We just saw that the Fed raised interest rates another quarter point, and I get emails saying, what does this mean? And so we're going to talk a little bit about that. What's the general – we'll also in the show talk about iBuyer programs, what's been going on with Zillow, OfferPad, Open Door, Coldwell Banker, and the direct buying of homes and what impact that has for investors and homeowners. So that's always interesting. And then, of course, the fact that increased the number of listings stabilizing the market or not. So that, along with other news, is exactly what you need to be successful as a real estate investor. Keep in mind as well, you'll have questions throughout today's show. Get in touch. Go to thinkrealtyradio.com and ask your question. You can also text the word ASK to 96270. So text ASK to 96270 and submit your questions to be answered on the show. So super excited about that as well. All right, Noel, let's kick it off. What's going on in the market? What are you feeling? What's the gut check?
Well, I think the market is running, as far as the real estate market, is moving along smoothly. You know, there's I guess what your opinion on what will happen on the market will dictate what your opinion is on interest rates and the investor market and things like that. I think, you know, we can talk about the interest rates. It's obviously it's relevant. It's relevant in the capital markets especially. And how does it affect a buyer? It can affect the amount of home that they can buy, the amount of credit they can get, and things like that. But what is it going to do to the market? Is it going to be a big downturn for the market? I really don't think so. I think that these interest rates need to stabilize at some point. They've been at a level that's so low that it's causing bigger issues for on the corporate side and commercial real estate than it is for homeowners. buying homes. And I think that, you know, the fact is that will it affect prices a little bit? It affects your buying power, yes. But if you need a home for the reasons that you need a home, which could be many, you're going to buy regardless of the interest rates. I mean, some of us here are listening, and maybe, you know, and I remember interest rates being 8%, interest rates being 12%, and people were still buying.
So that's not going to stop home buyer activity, obviously. And I feel the quarter point shift, you know what? Like, let's be honest. Like you said, back in the 80s, interest rates were north of 10%. And that's what we were used to back in the day. I wasn't. I was just, you know, I was born in 84. But from what I'm being told, my dad tells me the same thing. He's like, you guys are lucky today. And I'm all right, makes sense. So when it comes to investor level activity, right, and interest rates kind of worrying some folks, I agree. I don't think that we should be worried. Quite frankly, the opposite, right? Like, we should be always looking out for good deals. And let's face it, the quarter point increase isn't even really going to affect folks from a dollar output level on a monthly basis in terms of a mortgage. For home prices between $100,000, $175,000, $200,000, yeah, you might be paying a little bit more, but it's not like it's going to be hundreds of dollars more. That only happens when the value of their home is north of $400,000, $500,000, $600,000, right?
Absolutely. And you know, it does affect the market and affects the perception of what's going on. So many times you have more people panicking. That might be a little bit of a strong term to use, but the perception will affect sometimes the market more than the actual interest rate.
So let's talk about the listings on the market. These number of listings have increased over a little bit of period of time. What is that saying about the market? Is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? Obviously, that's a supply and demand, but what is that telling me?
It could mean a lot of things, because you have to really look at it on a regional and MSA and submarket level. Of course, we are at a very tight supply. As the market cools or plateaus rather than declines, there's going to be some more listings. It's going to buyers are being a little bit more savvy and saying, hey, I'm not going to pay this. The sellers are starting to match the price that the buyers are willing to pay, supply and demand, and it's going to affect the number of listings. I think it's been at a rate that's probably unsustainable, and there's been some declines from year over year, but it's still very aggressive, and I think it's just a sign of a very healthy market.
So you don't have any concerns about, well, you know, gee whiz, there's a lot more inventory that's coming into the market, so now we're going to have the time pressure. More specifically, it's going to take longer to sell because now you have just that much more inventory. Do you feel like the velocity of this inventory, how quickly this inventory will be sold, will still be as quick as the amount of inventory that's on the market right now, which is not a whole lot?
Yeah, I guess it depends if you want to have your cake and eat it too. So it's everyone's having a really hard time about the affordability and supply. And as that supply loosens up, everyone's saying, oh no, the time of listings and the amount of listings are increasing, and so the market's declining. Well, it's just a mature market, and it's the ebbs and flows of the market. And especially when you get into submarkets, you can see those things.
So let's project this out and let's hypothesize. Let's say that we have interest rates increasing. Do you feel like interest rates will increase another quarter point before the end of the year?
Before the end of the year, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
It's possible. No, I think I can't predict. I'm not an economist, but from what I've been reading, it's very possible. But I don't know if it's going to really happen before the end of the year too much, because there are some other factors that we really can't understand or predict, such as some of the trade war stuff going on that could affect things. There are some cautionary signs, such as auto loan delinquencies, student loan debt, things like that, really have to be taken into account of the overall health of the economy.
So let's assume that at some point in time in the next 6 to 8 months, the Fed will increase interest rates another quarter point. Let's assume also that the listings, the increased amount of inventory that's now in the market is being stable, will now stabilize the market. There's always going to be somebody on the back end saying, well, you know, what I really want to do is see if I can push people to believe that there are longer days on market, and now we need to kind of increase the liquidity of capital to a lesser qualified borrower. So I'm interested to see what your thoughts are on that when we come back. Got to go to break. Think Realty Nation, Noel Christopher from Runner's Warehouse is on the line with us. Stay tuned. We're talking more news when we come back.
This hour is brought to you by Renters Warehouse, one of the largest, fastest-growing, and highest-reviewed property management companies in America. We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Avi Golhar after these messages.
Hi, Kevin Ortner here, CEO of Renters Warehouse. I'm guessing that many of you might be considering a move. Maybe you need to relocate, maybe you're combining households, or maybe you already own investment property. Whether you have one home or a whole portfolio, my expert team at Renters Warehouse can help you perfectly price your property and rent it out fast, easy, and worry-free in just 17 days on average. For one low flat monthly fee, our professional landlords will manage your property 24/7. We collect the rent, we handle maintenance requests, inspections, all that regulatory red tape. And we'll even warranty our tenants for up to 18 months. That means if your tenant doesn't stay for any reason, Renters Warehouse will replace them for free. There's no upfront fees, no binding contracts, and you can cancel at any time. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now to book a free home rental price analysis and see what your home will rent for today. A professional landlord will visit your property and show you personally how to rent your home fast and for top dollar.
Find out how much your home.
You have to play the percentages when you invest in real estate. Win the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. Whether it's fix and flips as low as 8% or landlord financing starting at 5.5%, Angel Oak Prime Bridge wins with a customer-focused approach to your business. Go to aopbconnect.com to see how you can win at the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. And introducing our new wholesale partner program available at aopbconnect.com. The secret to winning at the percentage game.
Success in real estate is all about your network, so get connected to the right network with ConnectedInvestors.com. Need help finding deals or getting those deals funded? Connected Investors is where deals get done. Find partners, off-market properties, and funding for your deals. Get serious about being a real estate investor. Go to ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Download the app and get the tools you need to get started today. ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Get connected today.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-525-8891. 800-525-8891. That's 800-525-8891. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty Nation. It's your host, Avi Goldhar. We're back. My guest today is Noel Christopher, Senior Vice President of Corporate Development at Renters Warehouse. We're doing a little bit of a news wrap-up here for you. What types of information you need to kind of be paying attention to as you are looking at different markets, as you're looking at inventory, as you're looking at buying. These are the headlines that you need to just have rolling around in the back of your mind. It's always good to be informed. You might as well get information from the best radio program about real estate investing in all of the world, Think Realty Radio. Welcome back. Noel, let's keep talking here. Before the break, I'd ask a question a little bit about liquidity and the fact that if increased inventory stabilizes the market, can't one argue that later down the road, maybe a year, year and a half or two, that – you know, no, wait a minute, there's too much inventory on the market. So we need these homes to sell. Let's decrease the requirements that borrowers need to qualify for a loan so that the homes that have been listed for a little bit of time can be sold. Doesn't that create the same type of challenge that we saw during the last crash, given that the requirements to borrow aren't as strict?
So I always listen to these questions, and my off-the-cuff remark to that would be, wait, you mean homes become more affordable, and that's right. A bad thing? So another thing is, you know, when you say the last recession, that would insinuate that we're going into another recession. Are we? Are we not? That is a very hot topic of debate. And there's a lot of news about the values and things going down from last year, and still a healthy market. I think that we're a couple of things. Number one is that the same type of downturn in the real estate market, it's very unlikely that's going to happen again because the market is way more mature. The investors are mature. You have a ton of institutional that's bleeding down into mid-cap to smaller investors who are much more sophisticated, who will be able to pick up inventory as the prices fluctuate, and that will help the an inventory issue. The second thing is, does the credit requirements need to fluctuate? I think it swung really to the other end of being too difficult to get financing, and that needs to level off to a happy medium. And what's the desire? Is it to have a very mature market where you have a happy medium of people who live in homes or who own homes and then people who rent? And what's that number? I mean, we're hovering around 50% now. It depends how much the government gets involved to try to manipulate the market. And I think the less that they do, personally, the less that they do, the better it will be. Now, there's certain situations that can happen that could influence that. But overall, I think I wouldn't be too worried about that.
I'm with you on this. I mean, anybody can say anything, and you can listen to major media all day, and they will. The challenge is always going to be, can you buy right? Buy right. If you buy right, it doesn't matter what's going on, right? Like, it really doesn't. Because as interest rates rise, guess what happens to your rents? They also go up. If interest rates decrease, now you're looking at more of an appreciation play. And guess what happens to the value of your home? It increases. So either way, you're winning. It's up to you to not make the dumb decisions when buying on the front side. right? Like, don't get caught into the hype of buying a property to rent it out just because somebody is telling you it's a good deal. Do your due diligence, because that ultimately is the is where you're going to make it or break it, and where that deal will either make you money or that deal will make you lose money. Let's go on to student loan debt. Obviously, that's a really another hot topic. These days, student loan debt is reaching its highest point. Is this something we should be worried about? Is this something that has an effect on the overall borrower's ability to purchase a home? What's going on there?
I think it's definitely something to worry about. More than just does it hinder somebody from buying a house or getting a loan, it is what is your return on that investment? So as and you know, you can debate this a lot. As you've seen many years ago, back in the 50s and 60s, as financing started to change for homeowners, and the government provided more financing help with borrowers, the price of the homes increases. As the government stepped into the student loan world and started giving away quote unquote free money, the cost of college skyrocketed. I mean, you have these college endowments that have billions and billions and billions of dollars that they could, just in their endowment, for the next 50 years, pay for tuition for every single student, and they're holding on to this money while it's being funded on the backs of students borrowing money and putting them into debt. I mean, I have a very strong opinion about this, and I don't know, who could almost disagree in my opinion, but it's the student loans. It's a serious issue, citizens coming into the workforce with such a heavy debt load, it's becoming not worth it to get that college education. What is the return on investment? I have two small children, and we're looking at the rate that it's going, the cost of college when my children can go to college, it's almost not worth it. The burden is almost not worth it. So I'm a college graduate. I believe in the value of it, but right now it's getting a little bit crazy.
I'm very interested to see what percentage of somebody's income is being used to pay student debt. That is very interesting to me. Maybe we'll do some research during the break and get back to our listeners on those numbers. Because like you said, I think the return on investment needs to be considered here. It's not just going to college that matters. A, where are you going? Does the college have a solid network? What are you learning? Who are you rubbing shoulders with? But then ultimately, what do you choose to do with the degree?
Well, add in the college debt load and the healthcare debt load, and what percentage of that is, I mean, it's big. So it's really something that I think we need to take a look inward and figure out, because it is going to harm our country in the future.
So let's talk about auto debt load really quickly before we go to break. What do we need to know about this?
Well, if you look at automobiles, since the financing, we're offering the 0% financing that was happening post the last recession, the values of automobiles have gone up exponentially to almost an unsustainable value. I mean, I've looked at prime example is something like a Chevy Tahoe. It's almost doubled in price in the last 10 years. And the car, the actual what you're getting in the vehicle has not. And so right now, they're giving away so much free financing to anybody could qualify. It's record delinquencies in car loans. And in those delinquencies or in the car loans, I think 60 to 65% is non-bank car loans that are considered subprime. So that is an indicator of some things going forward. And so there's some fragile things in the economy, I think, that we have to consider. I'm less worried about housing as much as I am worried about some other general things in the economy. And the auto loans is a very good indicator.
So do we think that if we can't make a smart decision, and just a quick yes or no, if we can't make a smart decision buying a car, do you think that we have a chance of making smarter decisions when buying a house?
It's tough.
That's fair. I didn't get a yes or no. I got an it's tough. Sunday, Monday, the power play, Wednesday. Wait, what? Every Tuesday is now power play day. Greg Rand and I discovered 10 minutes a day just wasn't enough to answer questions and help investors. So we're doing it for an entire hour every Tuesday starting October 23rd. Get into a real state of mind with new episodes every weekday on Think Realty Radio. And check us out on thinkrealtyradio.com.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhar.
Thank Think Realty Nation. We're back. My guest today is Noel Christopher from Renters Warehouse. I'm your host, Abhi Golhar. We've been talking about market news and specific topics that you ought to know, all right. And so I just realized this too. I had to think about this for a minute. We're on our 200th episode. This is the 200th show for Think Realty Radio. And I'm super excited to announce that and Noel, for you to be on the air with me on the 200th episode of Think Realty Radio. How does it feel?
Feels great. I think this is probably my 10th or 11th show.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Man, you know, Eddie Wilson, CEO of Affinity Worldwide, had stepped in for me a little while ago, and I'm happy that he gave me a little bit of a breather so I could come back strong to do the 200th show. So I just realized this. My producer, Dave, he's in studio with us today, and he's like, hey, wait a minute. This is number 200? I looked over at him. I'm like, it's 200, really? He's like, yeah, it's 200. I'm like, all right, well, it's worth a mention. So,
yeah, congratulations.
Thanks, man. And congrats to you. It's always fun doing this with you as well. So market news, wrap up, Think Realty Nation. We're going to keep going here. Before the break, we were talking about the auto loan issue. And the question that I had for Noel, and I'll repeat my question for him as well now, is if I'm somebody that is buying a car and I see a Tesla or I see a really expensive car that I want to buy, let's say it's $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000, and I know that the auto dealers and everybody, they have really creative financing for me. But is that – I mean, and let's say that I go ahead and do this. I put down 5% for a super expensive car. Does this mean that I'm – making smarter that I would make a very smart decision when it also comes to buying a house, right? Like, I don't, what do you think?
No, I think that's a tough question. I mean, it's a tough answer because no, in general, it's the friction. The auto industry has figured out a very frictionless way to get people in the cars. And it's really about the financing. I mean, 0% financing, 2% financing, 3% financing is phenomenal. And as that almost that quote unquote free money, the value, the price of the cars has gone up so much that it's not the right decisions. I've read some things recently about more people, the new car sales are starting to dip because people are not able to afford them as interest rates have just gone up a little bit. And the used car market is going crazy, and you have a lot of foreign buyers buying cars at auctions because of a lot of different factors. So the car values are really inflated right now, and I think that's something that we're going to see some things happen in the next few years on the negative side, which could be positive for the consumer on buying cars. So
do we expect then the cost of cars to normalize over the next couple of years? Should I hold off on buying a car?
I can't speak to what you should do, but I am.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Yeah. I'll follow in the footsteps of greatness. I'll hold off as well. Let's turn our attention to the iBuyer programs. I know we've been itching to talk about that all show. Help me understand what iBuyer programs are and what impact these iBuyer programs have on investors and homeowners.
So I think that this is something that anybody listening should be paying attention to. iBuyer programs are a program where the investor or the fund, and they're usually not branded as a fund or an investor, are intercepting the process of the home selling process, where they're buying directly from a seller at a slight discount, adding some value to the home and reselling it at a slight profit. And so groups like Open Door, OfferPad, Zillow, now just recently announced Coldwell Banker and Home Partners of America.
That's right.
They're essentially institutional funds or have institutional money or have raised money, and they're buying these homes at a discount, turning around and selling them. So what that means is that as a seller, you have more options. So you can go to a listing broker, you can list the property, you can put it on the open market, you can wait for a buyer, then you can figure out if that buyer can get financing, and then hopefully you can close. And in this day and age, I hear stories, personal stories from people I know and anecdotally about that financing falling through. at day, you know, 30 or so. So maybe the property goes under contract, and it depends how you look at those numbers. How long a listing is on the market and then it goes off the market, that's one metric. But then how long does it take to close? That's the other metric. So these funds are buying directly. And what we're also seeing that's very interesting is that they're starting to dip their toe into the buy and hold strategy. And that's actually more interesting because this affects the inventory on the market. So, for example, you have Coldwell Banker and Home Partners of America. Most people know Coldwell Banker. It's a Realogy brand. Coldwell Banker NRT is one of the brands of Realogy that is a corporately owned brand. They've partnered with Home Partners of America, which is a great company. I know the people at that company. They're great. They have a lease-to-own program. So you can go out as a buyer or renter, identify a home in a market and say, I want that home. They will go buy that home for you, rent it back to you on a lease to own. Most people may or may not know, lease to own programs typically are between 1 and 3% pull through, meaning 1 to 3%, usually 3% would be the tops of the renters turn into homeowners of that individual home. Sometimes they may buy another home, may not, or whatever. But so what's happening is Home Partners of America, for example, they own approximately 10,000 single-family homes that they rent to tenants. This is another avenue for them to go what I call top of the funnel. And it's happening on the lenders. It's happening on these funds. You don't go and – rarely does a prospective seller call their real estate broker and say, hey, I'm looking for – or our buyer even – either side, they rarely call their real estate broker first. They research around, especially on the buy side. And by the time they've done that, a bank's contacting them, and then the bank wants to dictate, the lender wants to dictate where that lead goes to. On the seller side, on these iBuyer programs, a seller says, hey, I want to sell my home, and you've got three or four options of companies that will buy it right now. So holding costs, figure out when you can move, all of these different things, you push that aside and they say, I'll buy it right now. This home is worth 200 grand. I'll pay 195 or I'll pay 190 or 175, whatever the number is. Usually it's about between a 5 and 10% discount from fair market value, but there's no friction. So they're taking the friction out of it. And in the beginning, these funds were always reselling that home. But now some of them are starting to hold it on their books and renting it out. Home Partners of America, Coldwell Banker, is a prime example. They can also sell the home, but they can also just hold the home and give it to one of their tenants or renters that are looking for a house for the lease-to-own program. And they have a huge demand for that because there's a lot of people who cannot get into homes for different factors, affordability, financing, things like that. And this is an avenue to get there.
So we're almost going to break. How does this affect the individual investor that's been doing lease purchase, that's looking at buying more single-family rentals? Is this competition for me? Should I be annoyed by this? Should I be happy about this?
It depends. It is competition, but as this market matures and there's more, you know, same thing with what we're doing with managing single family homes. The processes and practices we put in place for our larger investors, they trickle down to the mom and pop owner. And these processes that these iBuyer programs are putting in place, they're creating less friction in the marketplace, and they are competitors for sure. So it depends how you look at it. But I think it's all good because it's progress and it's really disrupting the industry.
Gotcha. Noel, thanks for jumping on the show with me today. I appreciate it. Think Realty Nation, don't go anywhere. Well, if you want to go somewhere, check out runnerswarehouse.com. Have questions for me, go to thinkrealtyradio.com. You can also text the word ASK to 96270. When we come back, the Power Play with Greg Grand. Don't go anywhere.
This hour is brought to you by Renters Warehouse, one of the largest, fastest growing, and highest reviewed property management companies in America. Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Success in real estate is all about your network. So get connected to the right network with ConnectedInvestors.com. Need help finding deals or getting those deals funded? Connected Investors is where deals get done. Find partners, off-market properties, and funding for your deals. Get serious about being a real estate investor. Go to ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Download the app and get the tools you need to get started today. ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Get connected today.
Real estate investors get a free 30-day trial of the number one lead generation software from rfleads.com/think. Instantly download buyer, seller, and private lender leads. RealFlow has streamlined the buying, selling, rehab, and repair process with an all-in-one real estate investing software. Go now to rfleads.com/think for your free 30-day trial. Get the tools you need to build and manage your business. More leads, more time, more money. rfleads.com/think. Your all-in-one real estate investing software.
Need funding for your real estate investments? Welcome to Easy Street with Recovco Mortgage Management. There's no income testing. You qualify based on the equity in your property. No W-2s, pay stubs, or tax returns needed. Recovco can offer interest-only loans as well as 80% financing on properties up to 4 units. Make funding easier. Go to RecovcoDirect.com. That's RecovcoDirect.com/radio. The easy choice for real estate investors.
Real estate investors, first timers, or savvy buyers, Auction.com has what you need to meet your real estate goals. They're the nation's largest online auction marketplace with more than 30,000 foreclosures and bank-owned properties, offering fixer-uppers and million-dollar properties both online and at live auctions. They go beyond the bid to offer a superior technology platform for convenient access and supportive services. Start searching, saving, and bidding on properties and get a free account at auction.com/thinkrealty.
Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.
Slam dunk, grand slam, victory lap. Get ready for the inside scoop in the real estate investing industry. You're tuned in to The Power Play with me, Avi Golhar, and my buddy, Greg Ram. All right, Think Realty Nation, it's Avi. We're back. Something like that we like to call The Power Play. Now, you know, what's interesting about investing in real estate is we have to always be taking a look at different places and different strategies in which we're investing. I've been looking at college towns very recently, and I've found that to be pretty attractive, not only for investors that I know, but also foreign capital. And maybe it's worth looking at. Now, Greg Grand, many of you know him as CEO of Own America, a good friend of mine. He is also what makes the Power Play full of power. Greg, what do you think?
I have been for the last several years waiting
to see niche strategies by large investors, okay? Something that the biggest investors in the country are clients of ours, okay? So your audience might not be aware that what Own America does is we're a marketplace platform for rental properties. We serve big Wall Street-backed investors and a very rapidly growing group of mid-sized and more small investors. And one of my favorite things is to look at what the big people are doing that can be shown to the smaller people and say, hey, look, you can get benefit out of some of the innovations and the approach that they've created. And so all the data on the website, all the measurement techniques, the calculators, the projections are all based upon our work with institutions. But it goes the other direction too. There are a lot of things that I've learned from small investors over the years that I'm trying to share with the large investors because, you know, listen, just not for nothing. Sometimes they need to be reminded that they're not the only smart people in the world. Sometimes these small small entrepreneurial level people are very ingenious in the way they go about things. And so for years now, there's been basically a dozen major metro markets: Atlanta, Charlotte, Tampa, Orlando, Jacksonville, Dallas, Nashville. These were the cities that all the big investors went into. And they almost all bought pretty much the same kind of houses, 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, pretty much the same age, built since 1980, pretty much the same thing. You know, they were all going after the same up-the-middle strategy, right? Why be creative? If you're the first one in the land grab, just go buy the easiest stuff to buy, easiest stuff to own, that has the broadest appeal to tenants and families that want to rent. But what we always wondered is, you know, when you look at other categories of real estate, and multifamily is kind of the kissing cousin to single-family homes, multifamily years ago started to get niche. They started to get diverse on their strategies. And one of the things they did luxury, right? So luxury apartment buildings. They did student housing. And that's where this article jumped off for me. I said, okay, now we're starting to see it where people are beginning to recognize that in these certain towns that have an anchor, the anchor's been around for 75 years. It's got a big endowment. It's a university. It's got a transient population of renters. Not that many sophomores are buying their house for their junior year, right? They're going to rent. The sophomore who is going to put a hole in the wall, but he's not responsible to pay the rent. Mom and dad are paying the rent. So it's got a really I mean, yes, don't do the granite countertops. Don't do the crown moldings. Paint over the holes because these things are going to get banged up. I'm exaggerating, but you're not buying it for a luxury clientele, but they are paying online on time, and they are making sure that junior little Bobby doesn't get evicted because the rent doesn't get paid. But you also have a play, like you can see when endowments get a boost. You can see colleges get higher rankings, okay? Like the article that I'm sure you'll link to on thinkrealty.com, it was from homes.com. It was a blog piece about a U.S. landlord index. And I thought it was fascinating because it begins to say, okay, so here's a college, but not all colleges are the same. There might be a college that won a national championship. You know what happens when a college wins a national championship? Every kid in the country applies there. And so that's just demand. We always talk about the same thing. It's about show me where the lift is. If there's a place that is bedrock, it's anchored by an employer and a population base like a university. A lot of students wind up staying in the city where they went to college. That's part of the research. If it's a city that kids come in and they leave and they never come back, that's different than when 25% of the students end up anchoring themselves there and they stay put. Austin's an example. I don't know their percentage, but Austin's an example of where you buy in a place where there's universities and nobody ever wants to leave because they figured out Austin's the coolest city in America, right?
That's
at least for them. So that's kind of the idea. Diversity of strategy. Learn to go in as a niche. The big investors are starting to think this way, but not really in mass right now. And still, so it's still a really, really good opportunity for a nimble entrepreneur to get in there and take positions.
I know a lot of foreign buyers, foreign investors will always use universities as an anchor of where they're going to buy properties. I speak internationally, and I'm generally headed to Shanghai once a year to connect with folks and to connect with investors. And that's what they look at, right? They're like, hey, a year next to Emory? Okay, nice. What, you know, 500-unit apartment complex can I buy? It makes sense, right? They want more stable markets, and they want mommy
and
daddy.
And they also
daddy.
Know it.
Yeah.
There's familiarity with that. You know,
absolutely.
There's familiarity. One of the things you see a lot with overseas investors is that they send their kids here for college. They buy a piece of property for the kid to live in while they're here. They usually like gateway cities, New York, Miami, San Francisco. They like big brand name cities. But if they get to know a university because a child goes there, now they come to the U.S. for Parents Weekend. They come to the U.S. for graduation day. They're there several times. They may not know anything but Miami, New York, and San Francisco, and whatever town Emory is in, because they happen to go there. They get comfortable. And one of the things that happens all the time with overseas investors, they don't get to own property the way we get to own property. Okay, it's different over there. There are countries that these folks come from where they earned a lot of wealth, but there's a history in those countries of seizing private wealth. Mm-hmm. They have a motivation to get money out. It isn't like if you don't like the outcome of the election in this country, you get mad for 4 years. If you don't like the outcome of a change in power in some countries, you actually have to fear for your family's legacy to be taken away. And so they want to bring the money here. Real estate is something they're very comfortable with, and college towns are places that can draw their attention just because that's where their kids checked out going to school and maybe went to school.
No, that's right. And I think it's a smart play, right? It's more stable. Mommy, daddy generally will co-sign, and they're going to pay rent because they definitely don't want Junior Bobby to fail out and not pay rent and then all of a sudden be distracted. That just is not a good look for Johnny not being able to graduate. Sorry. So in terms of yield, right? In terms of yield in this article, there's I feel only half the story being told. And I think you and I were talking a little bit about that.
Yeah,
right?
I agree with you. This is a really well-written story. I liked it a lot. But there was something that jumped out at me, and that is they ranked it based upon yield. But they did not define what yield was. And so, for example, in the top 10 ranking, the highest yielding market was 14%, and the lowest yielding was 10. Now, in terms of the top 10, these are gross yields. And I want this helps me to, as a jumping off point, to make sure that your audience knows that there are not really that many standards that have been widely spread in the single family investing space, meaning the definition of yield. This is gross yield. What does gross yield mean? You collect the rent, and of all the rent you collect, what percentage of the price of the property is that?
That's
so
right.
So if you have a 10% gross yield, that means that if the house is worth 100 grand, you're getting 10 grand worth of rent, but you still have to pay your taxes.
Right. It doesn't include expenses at all. Right. It makes no sense to me why those numbers aren't accounted for.
It's a good rule of thumb. It's a good way to rank. The reason why they use it is they don't have the expenses. We know the expenses because we're in the trenches. They didn't know the expenses well enough to tell you that if you're going to get 10% as a gross yield, you're going to probably spend about 4% on your taxes, your insurance, your maintenance, your property management. That's going to leave you with a net yield of 6%, okay? 6% is the net yield that you could actually spend the money, right? Like, so you're putting
$100,000 down. That's your net
yield.
Yeah. Yep.
Right. So now here's the best part is that it ends up making its way back to 10 because in Baltimore, Maryland, which is number 10 in the ranking, the 10% yield minus 4 points of expenses gives you 6, but Baltimore appreciates at like 5% a year on average for the last 20 years. So you get back to 11. So it's wrong, but it ends up being right. It's a good rule of thumb, but you're not going to pocket that yield. You have to understand that net yield is what you can actually collect and keep, and then appreciation, the value of the property going up, is what you add to that for the total wealth picture.
All right, so we've got to close out the show, but big takeaway, there's a very big difference between yield and net yield. And if you don't know the answer to that, you need to get in touch with us. The best way to do that is to go to thinkrealtyradio.com and ask us your question. You know, heck, submit your deal and we'll analyze it and break it down for you on the power play next time. So do that
as
well.
I would love that.
That would be so much fun. Go to thinkrealtyradio.com. Until next time, happy investing.
This hour is brought to you by Renters Warehouse, one of the largest, fastest growing, and highest reviewed property management companies in America. The show is over, but Abhi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind, online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's BizTV. On your time. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.